Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
There's lots of important European action for League of Ireland clubs coming up over the next while. Obviously, Cork went down to Legia Warsaw last night. The second leg is on next Tuesday, the 17th. Tomorrow, we have Dundalk in Estonia against Tallinn. And we also have Shamrock Rovers against AIK. We're going to hear from Shamrock Rovers midfielder Greg Bulger in a minute. But first, we spoke to Stephen Kenny a few hours ago. So they're over in Tallinn ahead of this game tomorrow against Levadia Tallinn. And I first put it to Stephen Kenny that the plan, as we knew it then, was that the players were getting settled and they were going to go and train at the stadium that evening.
Yeah, Joe, it is indeed. We train this evening, and we came in yesterday really, because obviously the travel time and also the fact that they're 2 hours ahead in Estonia, so just for the extra preparation time, so that we can so it's not all too rushed.
Yeah,
and that we're ready for tomorrow.
When you train at stadiums, it's never something actually I'd give too much thought to. But when you train at a stadium the night before, are you sussing out things which are helpful even tactically? Size of the pitch, the general run of the pitch, things about the stadium? Or is it actually just, look, all stadiums are fairly okay these days, we'll just go and get a bit of a run out?
No, I think all stadiums are individual, and I think this stadium, for example, has a track, and I think just so the players get used to the dimensions of the pitch and the surface itself. Often when it is true, often the night before you train, sometimes the grass can be a little bit longer and maybe might be watered. And on the night, it's trimmed down and watered. So it is different. But certainly, I think it does give the players like to get on the pitch the night before, and particularly in unfamiliar surroundings, and get familiar with it and have a picture in their head when they're going to the ground tomorrow.
Yeah. Because no doubt some of them do like visualisation and do like going through the match 24 hours
out.
Yeah,
like the right back or left backs, they like to get into their position and get a feel for it. You know, the range of passing. Certainly wingers like to get the crossing from both flanks and measure it. And certainly, you know, you don't want to give too much away. Probably most teams don't the day before when in opposing stadiums in terms of what set players you're doing.
Yeah.
But corner kick takers or free kick takers would like to get the range, you know, and certainly we practice one or two things. So goalkeepers obviously get a feel for it as well. So there is that element.
You must really enjoy European nights at this stage.
Well, I think it's a big challenge for this season. We've got Levadia in the first round, and to be fair, we can't look beyond it. Even though the draws were made for the next round and people are speaking about the next round, we can't look beyond it because Levadia Tallinn, a completely new entity this season. They merged, two top clubs merged, and they have a new Serbian coach, and they brought in quite a few players, a couple of good Ukrainian players. Right. Obviously, Dabelko is the top scorer in the league, 16 goals, and he's a Ukrainian centre forward. They've taken two players from there, and they've also got a couple of Russian players, and they've got, I think, eight of their squad have been capped by Estonia. So
right.
They have... They've done well in recent weeks and won their games well. So we've done our homework, and Rory Higgins, one of our coaches, was here last weekend looking at them, and we have our homework done, and we're getting ready for what we expect will be a tough game.
Well, that's interesting to know that they are a different proposition to last year, because Cork City played them last year and won away and home 4-2 at Turner's Cross and 2-0 away. And it's very easy to just presume that Dundalk will have it handy over these two legs, but it's interesting they're not quite the same proposition.
No, they're not at all. They bear no relevance, you know, to resemblance to last year's team, because we're only actually six in the squad, in the old squad, and not that many in the starting 11.
Right.
So they have added a completely new team, and like last season is irrelevant. I think in that game in Turner's Cross, obviously Shani McGuire hit a quick fire hat-trick, which he was absolutely flying last season in that period.
Yeah.
And before he went, and I think that obviously finished the tie. But I think this year, they have a new team, and you know, when you play teams in Estonia, Estonian football is not the biggest sport in Estonia. Mm. Basketball and some of the other winter sports are bigger, and so the domestic crowds are not big. But the caliber of the players that they play international football, like the left back is 110 caps for Estonia. Mm. Like so, he's played against most teams, and it's not that long ago Estonia played Ireland in the playoffs. So I think there is that element that they certainly won't fear us. Mm. But from our point of view, our players now have a degree of experience. Any of the players that have been here the last few seasons, this is their 24th European game over the last few seasons, and that will stand us in good stead going here tomorrow. Although a lot of the players, some of the players, it's their first game. But there's a degree of experience within the squad that should make sure that we're well prepared.
One of the great things about the last number of years is that Dundalk have played in Europe and played such brilliant football. Like, we've become accustomed over the last however many decades to just assume that when an Irish team plays in Europe, they won't see much of the ball. And Dundalk have seen plenty of the ball in European encounters over the last number of years. What kind of team are Tallinn? Will they try and keep the ball? Do they like keeping possession? Or are they a bit more direct?
Well, it's funny because, you think that when you come to Eastern Europe and say, for example, Bate Borisov, obviously with different pedigree from Belarus and such a brilliant team.
Yeah.
In the Barcelona system, they play 4-3-3 and they rotate brilliantly in midfield and keep it. But Levadia, the Serbian coach, and in fact, they're very, very open and very, very direct. And there could be goals in the game at both ends, because that's the nature of it. They're all like they're a little bit all or nothing. They play 4-2-4 nearly,
right?
And all of the four players can score. Front players can score headed goals. So they've got two wingers who are good in the air on the back post, and certainly they've got two centre forwards who are physically strong. So on one hand that's the way they play in the domestic league, but they're quite open then. In that regard, they're quite open and, they really go for it. But so, tomorrow we could turn up and they play differently, play different. But they tend to get it, trying to get it wide and get crosses in. And, and that's essentially, they're different than some of the other European teams you'd be playing.
With the World Cup on, people may have missed just what brilliant form Dundalk are in. So I saw recently against St. Pat's, it was a 10th straight league victory. So you've equaled a 50-year record for Dundalk. You haven't lost since April in the league. Everybody must be feeling very good about life, and there's nothing like winning to make everybody happy and that sense of momentum. And what do you put the good form generally down to this season? You're top of the league by 4 points.
Yeah, I just think some of the younger players that we signed last year coming of age, Jamie McGrath, when he was just turned 21. Jamie McGrath's been terrific in midfield. Dylan Connolly, really, being a real threat on the right flank. Michael Duffy, Sean Hoare, Daniel Cleary, like they're all under 23. This is Daniel Cleary's just from this season, but a lot of the players coming in last season, young players, they found a bit of time to find their feet, and they've really excelled now at the moment, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. There's a lot of pace in the team. And Patrick Hovind has obviously been prolific for us. So it's, but listen, we've had a good run of form, but I know we need to sustain it.
Mm.
And I think that's the challenge for us. We need to sustain it. And so this is a different challenge when you come away in Europe. And what we did last weekend, it's good for winning morale. It's good for morale. But we still made mistakes last weekend, and we've analysed that, and the areas that we have to improve on last weekend against St. Patrick's. So I think it's a big challenge for us. It's ruthless in Europe. We found that out last year. Mm. Like, we had 12 games the previous season.
Yeah.
And then last season we went to Rosenborg home and away, went to extra time, went right to the end, and we went out in extra time right at the end. So I think, and you're out, and that was it.
Mm.
So I think it is, you lose this tie, you're out, and people can talk about European campaigns. So there is a ruthless nature of it. And if you want to progress, And if we want to go to the next round in Cyprus and so forth, then we have to overcome Livadia, and that's the big challenge.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, best of luck. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a lively game, that's for sure. My younger brother lives in Tallinn. I'll tell him to go along and shout for Dundalk. It's a beautiful city. Did you get out and about?
Well, yeah, we went for a walk this afternoon, and certainly, it is a very, very nice city in terms of, obviously, you know about the Russian influence, but it's also very Scandinavian influence. And some people we met arrived on the ferry from Finland as well, so from people, Dundalk supporters.
Wow, great.
Certainly, I think there's nearly 300 Dundalk supporters have travelled for the game, so it's not the easiest city to get to, so certainly it's great support I've had, over the last while and on the European trips.
Yeah, Jesus, the last point, that's an amazing thing, isn't it? 300 trekking over, it's expensive, they're probably taking time off work. You must see the same faces on these more difficult trips all the time, and they probably don't know how appreciated they are in some ways.
Yeah, it's great travel and support. Like, last weekend, Brazil and Belgium was on Friday night.
Yeah.
Now, everyone would have wanted to see that. And yet people, travel to Inchicore from Dundalk, giving up a lot of commitment, time, travel, expense and so forth. With a great travel and support that really encourages us, and the game went right to the end on that one. Mm. And so we do appreciate that, and they've followed us around Europe with tremendous pride. When a provincial town goes into European competition, there's great pride associated with the town and so forth, and that can be, that's very evident.
Well, listen, we appreciate your time this evening. I know it's busy, and the very best of luck tomorrow. We would love to see Dundalk embark in another European campaign, Stephen. So thanks so much. Best of luck.
Thanks, so.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.